Wholesalers, welcome to the episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, you know, we've talked on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio before about networking and about your ability to network and how strong is your network and how do you nurture your network. And we've had a couple of guests on, and arguably we now have the mother of all guests, Andrea Nuremberg. She's an executive coach, search advisor, and speaker, and she's the force behind Nuremberg Consulting Group. She's been called a networking success story by the Wall Street Journal, and she is the founder of her firm that specializes in sales and marketing consulting and teaching communication skills that impact the bottom line, your bottom line, wholesalers, and create more business, both new business and retained business. She's got 7 different books she's written, all of them about networking. One that you may have heard of is Million Dollar Networking, a sure way to find, grow, and keep your business. It's become a textbook for corporate training clients, and it's had worldwide media coverage, Smart Money Magazine, the Toronto Sun, BBC Radio, just to name a few. We are so delighted at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio to welcome Andrea Nuremberg. Andrea, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you, Rob. I'm a big fan of yours.
It's very kind of you to say that. I absolutely appreciate it. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. Let's first of all make sure we're all operating on the same definition. What the heck is networking?
I know. It's a misunderstood word. I always say the opposite of networking is not working. That every time you meet somebody, you have an opportunity to learn from that person, be a resource, or first to give them something. So it's people skills. It's relationship building.
People skills.
And it can happen anywhere, anytime, any place.
And I know we're going to talk a little bit about that. You just said anywhere, anytime, any place. Mm-hmm. And wholesalers, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how to maneuver through some of those anytime, anywhere, any place networking opportunities. Andrea, you have a list of 5 everyday practices to build your network. And what I'd like to do, if you're amenable, is let's go through one by one and let's have a little chat around each one and see if we can improve the networking capability of our listeners. What's the first one?
First one is, of course, meet people, but more importantly than meeting new people every day, because we do that, is staying connected and nurturing your current network. And there are different ways to nurture it. And one of the things I always ask people is, when you want to get in touch with somebody or stay in touch with them, ask people, what's your preferred method of communication? Because today we live in a world where it's not just in the old days where people would say, I'll call you. Today it's, of course, email, phone, text, social media, things like that. But find ways to stay in touch with people. But I always ask that question, what's your preferred method, Rob, if we were going to have a meeting next week? We want to touch base.
Let me ask a question around that, if I could, Andrea, because I know you've been with wholesalers, you've ridden with wholesalers,
yes.
You do work in our community, which you've seen, you know, wholesalers in action. Do you think it's okay, me sitting in front of an advisor, my guest, you know, my cheeks are in their guest chair as a part of the discovery phase, I should ask them, what's your preferred communication vehicle? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I've seen it, and I've seen wholesalers do it. And people always will say, thanks for asking. Because a lot of times, you know, we'll call somebody. They don't always call us back, but they'll email us.
Mm.
They've just told you their preferred method. Today, with the new generation, people are texting all the time.
Mm. Okay.
And then something else that I'm a big believer, if you want to stay connected to your network, and another great thing to do, and people don't do it, is write handwritten personal notes. I have a belief to do 3 a day. At the end of the week, it's 15. At the end of the year, you've touched over 750 people to say thank you or thanks for the referral, thanks for anything, but drop a handwritten note.
Yeah, and, you know, wholesalers.
49%
we know, absolutely, wholesalers, don't we, that those handwritten notes are powerful. And I know some of you out there do it do it with frequency. But for those of you that aren't doing it, it's so rare. You know, when was the last time you received anything of value in your U.S. post box besides bills? It's a touch that really stands out. So I completely agree with that one. What would the second one be, Andrew?
The second one is to really listen and learn. And when you think about that, we hear, but we don't always listen. And if you look at the word listen, there's a word in the word listen with all the letters jumbled up, and that word is silent. That's what your mind has to be in order to be a great listener. Because when you listen, you learn things about people, and that's what I call put it into your information bank. You remember things about them. You pop up on their radar screen because you learn something about them. But to really listen, you have to close down the rattling monkeys in our head. It's almost like remembering people's names and writing things down. I always say no matter how sharp your mind is, it's still weaker than the palest ink. So write it down because you always learn.
You know, wholesalers, we have some stuff on our site at wholesalermasterminds.com about listening. And in fact, we've done some listening workshops in the past over the last many years. Andrea, you know, one of the things that we find about listening, and I know you'll agree with this if you've spent time there, and I know you have, the one area of listening, because there's so many different ways we listen, the one area of listening that wholesalers seem to be really challenged by, and salespeople tend to be challenged by, because we're so ready to tee up that next thing we want to say. We're listening long enough to get in our next word, and that's listening with empathy, empathic listening. Wouldn't you agree with
Absolutely.
That?
Oh, 100%. And like you said, there's different ways of listening, but really connecting with people. I mean, again, it sounds so basic and simple, but people love it. It's almost like when people say, thank you for taking the time to really listen to my side of the story or what I have to say, or hearing what they say. And people will also tell you. And one of the things I've compiled is a list I call Put It in the Information Bank, and things that you learn about people when you actually listen to them. They will tell you things that you can then be able to touch base with them at another time, maybe where they went to school, an interest, a hobby, something they like, something they don't like. You also pick up on their communication style. Are they bottom line? Are they more amiable, expressive? You know then how to talk to them.
There's so much there. We could do the entire 20 minutes to half hour just talking about listening skills. What's the third one?
The third one is create advocacy with your centers of influence and other people as you're building out your brand. So think about the fact that pop up all the time and do referrals for other people. Create introductions. Because what happens is 1 + 1 = 3 down the road, I always say. And it's almost like what my dear, wonderful father, who always would say on earth, and he still says every day from heaven, give without remembering, receive without forgetting. So always be a giver. Give things out. Help other people. You know, make a connection, a referral. Whatever it is, things come back over time when you least expect it. And also be able to have that 24/7 networking awareness. So when wholesalers are in the vicinity and they're calling on one advisor, for example, and all of a sudden they're downstairs in their office in the coffee shop or the newsstand or just in the local area, all of a sudden what they might do is they might run into 4 or 5 other people. So opportunities are everywhere. And then find a reason to create an introduction or to send them something afterwards, just a reminder. It could be something about what you're in your fund, or it also could be just something that they mentioned. It goes back to always carrying a notebook pad with you and a pen so you can write notes down.
I'm thinking about what you said about creating advocacy, and of course everything you talk about is irrefutable truths, but is there anything else about creating advocacy, especially when we talk about centers of influence, right? We want centers of influence to love us because their love and how they spread it to their direct reports
Absolutely.
Comes back to us. Are there some other ways we're going to create advocacy? I'm just curious if there's anything else in there you think of.
But you know what? I always think about the fact, you know, because you become an ambassador to them because you're an ambassador. And the way this all came about is once I was giving a presentation and someone said, you know, you really can't advertise yourself. And I said, you can't really do that, but what you can do is you can get other people to promote and market you because you're such an ambassador to them. So it's like finding like introductions or doing things for people. If you have a niche in the business and you say, okay, I want to have my centers of influence be in this particular area, you know, do everything you can, learn everything you can, go to their kind of association meetings, go outside the box thinking because there is so much business out there, as you and I would agree.
Yes. All right. What's the fourth one?
The fourth one is a simple one. Follow up. I have a line on in my office on a sign that says, after all is said and done, much more is said than done. So it's those simple things that we sometimes forget to do, but if you say you're going to do it, do it. Because every day the list gets longer and more, and something else will come up. It could be returning a call, an email, sending somebody a note. Whatever it is, just follow up on something specific every day, which is also why it's great to also be surfing the web for information, like on LinkedIn or in your local newspaper or the industry paper or your client's industry that they'd be interested in, whatever they're looking for. And the reason I say this is they're not always reading the papers or seeing something because they're busy doing something else. So you have to be their eyes and ears. So follow up on something specific. In fact, I have what I call my golden circle of networking. It's whenever you connect with somebody, you learn something immediately. You learn something about them. Then you give them something, a piece of advice, a thought, a suggestion based on what you heard. Then you ask for something. You know, based on our discussion, would it be good at some time for us to have a meeting, or when would you suggest that? And I always ask this question, how do I know if I'm ever speaking to somebody you want to meet? By asking that question, you open up a whole other area of opportunity. Then thank them, figure out a way to follow up, and then start the process again. So it's learn, give, take, follow up, thank, start again.
I want to go back to, because I just loved it, I want to go back to the sign in your office, because it sounds like the sign in your office needs to go next to the sign in my office, which simply says, do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. What does yours say?
Mine is, after all is said and done, more is said than done.
Like, wholesalers, we're getting T-shirts made. They'll be available at the Wholesaler Mastermind store. I love it a lot.
I love it.
Yeah.
Great line,
yeah.
And I borrowed it from somebody else, so it's now yours.
I like it. I like it. Wholesaler.
Isn't it a great line?
Talking caps, we're talking T-shirts, bumper stickers. You can check them out at the Wholesaler Mastermind store. What would the last one be then?
And the last one is find creative ways to stay on people's radar screen. And when I say creative ways, that's where I love Google Alerts, for example, because you can set up an alert, as you all know, on anybody, a keyword, an industry, any of your centers of influence, any of your clients, you should just have alerts, especially about their firms. Because I know, for example, when one person left one of the large wirehouses at one time, I knew before four of my clients did. Why? Because it came up on an alert on my email. So it's a great way to stay in touch with people. It's another way to touch base with them, to say, I saw this or thought you'd be interested. Things like that. I have Google Alerts on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Creative things like that.
So wholesalers, we're talking all the time about this notion of presence in your absence, making
mm-hmm.
people know that you're around when you're not around. What are some other ways, what are some other creative ways, Andrea, that we can stay present when we're absent? We have a list from Wholesaler Masterminds, but I want to get your thoughts about other creative ways to stay present when we're absent. Google Alerts,
yeah.
Awesome. What else?
Fine, you know, we send out a lot of generic types of information, but if you can do something about something special, like if you have a list of your clients and you know when their birthday is, because in that list I compile about people, or you know a special holiday, or you know something about them, it's almost like on those weeks, set out what I call your 440, which is four times a week, spend 40 minutes on your marketing and your networking efforts, and maybe send something to them that would be specific to them, an article you saw, or something that happened on their birthday, you know, in history, or something that they would be interested in immediately, just to say, you know what, I thought of you personally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't send vegetarians, like, steaks from Omaha Steaks or something like that, right? I mean, I laugh when I hear they say that story. Or you don't send somebody who might have just told you last week that they're allergic to chocolate. You don't send them chocolate. But the idea is if you write these things down, but then you know things about the people that they like, it goes a million miles.
Mm-hmm.
I see it all the time. I mean, and these are basically simple.
Well, they're simple, but, you know, doesn't say they're easy.
No, you're right. Exactly right. And you know what, Rob, another thing is you have to do it. But that's why I say to people, too, you know, set up your own list, your own template, so that you'll know who likes this, who likes that. You know, one of the things I've compiled is this list, and I have it available if anybody wants it free. It's called my networking checklist, which also includes what I call put it in the information bank. So things that you learn about people. Just in our conversation that you live in Sonoma, as opposed to just downtown San Francisco, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, and I just learned that, but before I might not have known that. Things like that.
So wholesalers, what we'll do is we'll make sure that the link to the networking checklist is over at Wholesaler Mastermind's website with the show notes. We have time for your acronym. You told me that
you have
an acronym around networking. So
I do.
Let's you got me curious. What is the acronym? Yeah.
Okay, good. You take the word networking, and each letter stands for something that you want to remember and put into your networking practice every day, remembering that networking is nothing more than people skills and great relationships. And you want to remember people's names. And that's why I always ask somebody not only how do you spell your name, how do you pronounce the name. And a lot of people say, well, what if my name is John? And I say, is it J-O-N or J-O-H-N? Now, Rob, with your name, I better remember it right up front, correct? But remember people's names, exactly what it is.
Okay.
Also, think about their needs. Think about their needs all the time and nurture your current network. Go back to what's people's preferred methods of communication, but nurture. And I call it my power of three. Every single day, either write three notes, do three extra emails, three extra texts, three extra voicemails, whatever it is, three a day more than your everyday work. E, you have to engage. You have to enlist people, but you have to make sure your ears are tuned up and ready to go. And you have to execute the skills and know that this is an evolution and it's a process. Networking is not overnight. It's a long-term process forever. T, nothing happens, as wholesalers know, with your advisors or anything until trust is formed. And trust takes time. So talk less and listen more. W is really write notes or find ways to stay in touch with people. So the W is just be in touch with the right. Where am I now? I forgot the word for a minute. See, that's what happens when you get on a roll. O is every time you meet someone, it's an opportunity. So opportunities, learn from people, and also ask people high-end, open-ended questions because you learn so much more when you ask more. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about this. How'd you get involved in that? Questions that are going to get people to start talking more. And be organized. That's the key. I know you're very organized, and I try to be extremely organized. Organization is key. It makes your life a lot simpler because we're on the road so much. You can be doing all these things I'm talking about every single day, no matter where you are. R is everybody wants relationships, and everyone wants referrals, but first it starts with respect, and respecting people and also being extremely resilient. I always think about Michael Phelps when he won one of his races in 2008. And what happened is he won it by 1/100th of a second. And I always ask people, do you remember who came in second? People say, no. Well, I said, the person who lost by 1/100th of a second, he certainly remembers. So the thing is, the tipping point on all we're talking about is so slim. So you've got to constantly be practicing these skills with authenticity and sincerity. And think about who are you going to refer to someone else. So thinking about how do I help other people all the time. K is knowledge is power. And I always say that 99.9% of everything we've been talking about is really common sense. But people don't always do it. Common sense isn't always that common practice, if you will. So it's 99% of just actually putting it into power and practice. In fact, Bloomberg News says that you have to hear something three times in order for it to soak in. So I hope that all the wholesalers have heard all these things before, and maybe this will be the third time, correct? And then on that same line, my dad had another great line, and he said, kindness pays. Give everyone you meet in life a smile and a handshake. And, I mean, again, these are so basic and so simple. These are things I've learned, and as everyone's learned, when we were in kindergarten, but it's just doing it. I is take the initiative. If you wait for someone else, you'll wait forever. So take the initiative, reach out to people, connect with more people. When you're in somebody's office, think about all the other people that you could connect with also, people that they know. And even up your sales calls, if you will, and up your relationship building, thinking about how many more people, quality too, and quantity, but how many people do I keep connecting with and really get to know. And then something I took a line from Zig Ziglar, become interested in people with sincerity, because the more you are interested in others, they'll become more interested in you over time, and they'll listen to you. So it's a win-win situation, and you create, again, advocacy that way. The last N, we're almost done, is sometimes you have to say no. And what I mean by that is if you say yes to everyone, you say no to yourself, you burn out. So you have to think about, I'm really going to put this into practice and do this with consistency and authenticity. And how do I do it and still make time for myself, too? Sometimes, though, you have to turn the letter when you hear a no to reverse it to on and just be more resourceful. So find creative ways, again, to network, to be in touch with people, to get out of that comfort zone that sometimes we get into. And last but not least, set goals every day. Give with graciousness, because that's my key about it all. It's all about giving first and then know when to go. I think I've taken all your time.
wholesalers. Andrea was brought to us by one of your colleagues.
Yes.
She was referred from one of your colleagues, and I want to give a shout out to her. We won't mention her name, but she knows who she is. No, we're not going to mention her name.
Okay.
We'll just give a shout out to her because I know she's out there. Thank you for that referral. We do appreciate it. Bloomberg says you need to hear something three times. Wholesalers, hit rewind. Go listen to all of this again because, my goodness, there was an avalanche of awesome information that we just heard. Andrea Nirenberg, thank you for joining us at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you, Rob. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Wholesalers, come back again for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.